I wish this was telly because the smile says it all. That's a very special moment for you, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's these sorts of rides are hard to come by, and busy Saturdays, and it's nice to do. Nice to ride a nice minute for James as well.
I mean, he, you were drawn low, and that has turned out to be very important, hasn't it?
Yes, he's got a nice cruising speed, this horse, and I was quite happy to just follow Paul Hannigan in mid-div. I thought he would take me into the race as far as I needed to go, but I could just see it was going to bunch up quite a bit, and I think winning the race was just angling for a bit of room and having one clear cut at him, because he's made his ground up really smoothly, and he's put the race to bed nicely when I've asked him inside the final furlong.
Did he actually run a little bit better than the bare form figure suggested at Newmarket last time?
I thought he did. A couple of things went against him. I think it was probably mainly due to the lack of experience in a big field last time. And it's on paper, the form of the race has worked out very smartly with Jumbie and a couple of Nick Shannon horse as well. So, I was confident going forward. He still felt like he ran a career best last time, despite probably the finishing margin. But he probably learned plenty from being in a big field and brought that forward today. And James has been very happy with him since the market.
Two final questions. One, what does this mean for Dean Musker? Because you had a lot of ill fortune with injuries and things. To ride a big Saturday handicap winner must be great.
Yeah, more so to do it for James Ferguson is very satisfying, because he's been a big sport to ride, and through the winter we've made quite a partnership, so it's nice to get a nice Saturday horse, and hopefully we can have more fun with this horse and plenty more to come with it for that.
And also that it's for a whole group of punters. You haven't got one owner. You might get 1,000 fan cards tonight, mightn't you?
Yeah, I was pleasantly astounded by how many messages I got after he won at Yarmouth, and I really wasn't expecting that after just a kind of a midweek handicap. Now I'm sure there'll be it's a shame that a lot more of them couldn't be here today, but I'm sure everyone got as much satisfaction out of it as I did.